Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So I am here with my buddy Gary, and Gary has been a roommate of mine.
That's right.
Back in what, 90?
Former life. 1997.
Something like that.
8 and 9.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here's the point. In this video, there's some people that you never want to get rid of, and there's other people that you want to get rid of very quickly. Would you agree?
We got rid of a few just a minute ago.
Exactly. So the point is this, like, Gary texted me a few days ago and said, hey, do you want to do breakfast? And how long has it been since we've actually like sat down face to face?
Probably know. 3 years.
3 years.
3 years, yeah.
And I said, absolutely. We got our smoothies right there.
Yeah,
and
smoothie king.
Yeah, we're going on a walk. But we're catching up on life, and I didn't even know that you had a career change.
That's right.
So you're with Compassion International now, traveling all over the world.
Yep. Awesome. El Salvador 2 weeks ago, Ecuador, Kenya later this year. So
love it.
Thrilled about it.
And we were just talking about how a lot of people we know are not staying in their career of choice, meaning that they're pivoting. Are you seeing that as a trend?
Absolutely.
More and more people?
Absolutely. Just on a process of self-discovery, who you are.
You don't need to be locked in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever that mindset might be that you were on one path, it's okay to explore other paths, to ask those questions and have friends that you can.
Yes.
That's been an inspiration, Carrie, is like your heart for helping people find their passion, their purpose, their calling, and be free.
Love it.
From like trying to please other people necessarily.
Yeah. Because you were sharing how you, in fact, you texted me and I didn't understand what you were texting me until today, but you said, can we share that? Or is
sure.
that, is that
yeah.
personal? That might be personal.
It is personal, but it's
well, we're not going to share it. But here's what he did. Here's what he said. He said he's leaving Shawshank, and when he said he's leaving Shawshank, the prison of your mind. I mean, self-limiting beliefs.
Yep.
So you left Shawshank a few months ago.
Yep. And I've been in a job or in a role where it's sort of expected that you, once you sign up for this, you do it for life. And if you don't, it's kind of seen as a failure.
Yeah.
And so it's been on a gradual journey of realizing, no, that's not necessarily reality at all. That may not be the best path for me, and that's okay.
Exactly.
It may be a great path for others to stay on and to finish that, you know, for the next 30, 40 years.
Yep.
But if it's not, to be open and willing to say, all right, I'm going to step out into the unknown.
The unknown.
Right?
Exactly.
And not be, I mean, definitely kind of afraid, but excited at the same time.
Yeah. So I think the point of this video is twofold. One is hang on to the people that really matter in your life. Catch up with them, even if it's been 3 years. But then the other thing is don't get locked into this, hey, that's what I went to school for, and I got to do that for the rest of my life.
Right.
So you're reinventing yourself. I'm reinventing myself, even though we went to seminary to both be pastors for life. So listen, God's got a new story for you today, even if you feel like, hey, you're locked in, there is hope and there is change.
That's right.
Awesome. Gary Underwood, Carrie Oberbrunner. If you need more help on this, go to dayjobtodreamjob.com. We'll send you a free book. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.